This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
That's right. This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio, except we're not Bill Frady. Bill is at SHOT Show with 60,000 of his closest gun buddies. He's soaking it up and having a great time. I'm Rob Morse from Self-Defense Gun Stories.
And I'm Ben Branham from Modern Self-Protection.
Ben, are you ready for whiplash?
Yeah, I'm going to hang on here. Go for
okay.
it.
Okay. Remember at the first hour we had Paloma Campagna, and we were talking about New York gun laws, right? Oh, tough stuff. Tough stuff. And now I'm going to drag you to Arizona. We just had Rick Ector, who's doing miracles in Detroit. And now we're going to talk about the amazing things that have happened and are still taking place in Arizona.
And that is incredibly night and day on their laws and stuff. I'm glad we're going that way towards Arizona. I could get with those laws.
You could. Well, good, because I'm going to give you Charles Heller. Charles has three radio shows out of Tucson. He's an executive with the Arizona Citizens Defense League and with the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. It makes sense once you get to know him. Welcome to Lock and Load Radio, Charles Heller.
Thanks, but who is that guy? I want to meet him. He sounds wonderful. I just saw him.
Yeah, and yeah. If you could get him, and if you could make him twins, he could do half of the stuff you need to do, I know.
If I could make him twins, he'd wear out the springs of a car.
Yes, yes.
Charles, well, is there anything you want to add to that bio, or is that too good?
Well, I've been a CCW instructor for 24 years. And I've worn the several sets of tires off the car driving up to up to Phoenix to testify at the legislature. Mostly our lobbyists do that now, and the board members don't. But you know, in the beginning years of the Citizens Defense League, most of us on the board ended up testifying before the legislature on bills, mostly in the Judiciary Committee. And some pretty interesting testimony. I was before the Judiciary Committee of the Senate one time when Kyrsten Sinema was on the committee. That was interesting.
I'm not familiar with her.
She's now a sitting congresswoman in the United States Congress. She used to be a state senator. She's very smart, and she had to move to the right to become a Democrat in order to win. She's been a Green. She was running in Arizona and kept losing. She moved to the right to become a Democrat, and then she started. Then she ran and won at the state level as state senator. And she was last election term. She was elected to the House of Representatives and the federal
the House of Reprehensibles. Charles, yeah. I want you to tell us about the gun culture in Arizona, because it's not. It wasn't always what we know it as now. You guys created constitutional carry in Arizona, carry in public buildings, burden of proof in self-defense.
We really didn't.
Exemption with teeth. You've done so much.
We have, but we got so many miles to go before we sleep. There's a lot of things. Although Arizona is better, and I want to disagree with you. You said night and day. A difference between us and New York. No, it's day and nightmare between us and New York.
Okay, that's fine.
But I'll tell you, we did not create constitutional carry. It existed before 1968. We simply restored constitutional carry. We didn't create it.
We're
the ones that got it done in the legislature, but, you know.
I understand. Tell us about all those steps and why they're so significant.
Well, let's do them one at a time. The first one you said was?
Constitutional carry.
Constitutional carry was the reason that AZCDL was formed in 2005. We thought that someday we could get back to constitutional carry. We didn't realize it would only take us 5 years to do that. And the process was, well, we founded the group because there wasn't really an effective right to keep and bear arms lobby that was Arizona-centric. Yes, NRA was there, and yes, NRA came in on important stuff, but they weren't. They had one lobbyist that covered seven states. And you had the Arizona Pistol and Rifle Association, and again, they had no full-time lobbyists. They came in on particular issues, but you could get run around pretty easily if you don't have somebody there full-time. And what we decided to do is dedicate an organization that would have two full-time lobbyists in Arizona's legislature. Every day it was open, and some days that it wasn't, in order to walk the halls and to form alliances with legislators and to help bills get introduced and to make sure that bad bills never got a hearing. And they don't. They haven't.
You described that as, oh, we just found two guys.
We didn't just find two guys.
Right.
We didn't find two guys. Those two guys were 50% of the team that formed the Citizens Defense League. John Wendling, our former vice president, and Dave Kopp, our president. They were guys that both had a lot of experience in lobbying, and mostly from motorcycles, from the Modified Motorcycle Association, and they knew what they were doing, and they knew some of the legislators already. And basically, you know, we don't give money to anybody. We make appointments, go knock on their door, and if we have an idea for a bill, we present the idea, and then they give it to their lawyers, and they'll take a model from like another state or an idea we have. I've written a couple legislative models, one of which got adopted as verbatim as a law. But we have these ideas for laws that we present to them as models, and then they take it to their lawyers and hammer it out. And then if they can get support for it, we walk the halls of the legislators with the bill that they write, that their lawyers write, and then we bring it to other legislators and say, hey, look, this legislator over here said he'd be the sponsor. Will you co-sponsor? We actually do the legwork. Most people don't know that's what real lobbying is doing the legwork of forming the alliances to help get a bill through the House and then get it over to the Senate, or through the Senate and then get it over to the House, and then make sure that we lobby the governor, that the governor will sign a bill after we work on it that hard. We've tried about over 14 years now. We've had about 178 or 180 bills go through the legislature in one form or another. We've had 58 of them come out and be signed by the governor over the last 14 years. So it's a really, really good record of trying, but it also gives you the ratio, maybe 1-4, maybe 1-5 or so, that you of ideas you have that'll actually get signed into law.
Now, are some of those repeats, meaning you tried it 1 year and you had to come back?
Yeah, most of them. Rarely do we get something through on the first try. Occasionally we do. Constitutional carry went through on our second try. We were actually originally trying to decriminalize it, and Jan Brewer, when she was governor, actually gave John Wendling, they live on the same block, and they were out walking their dogs, and Governor Brewer actually gave John Wendling, she says, why don't you go whole hog and go constitutional carry? The governor said that. And we actually did it.
And she signed it.
And she signed it, yeah. I mean, okay, there's a lot more to it than that. It went through a lot of twists and turns.
We only have a minute. There's so many, and each one is significant. When we get back from the break, and we get you for the whole hour, thank you. But one of the things next on the list for me is you let ordinary citizens carry arms in public buildings, government buildings. Wow.
Well,
We don't let
them do it. We don't stop them from doing it. Government has no authority to let people do things. They can, in certain circumstances where they have jurisdiction, prohibit certain activities. But government doesn't have the authority.
You're going to have to tell us more when we come back. This is Bill Freeze, okay. Lock and Load Radio. We're here with Charles Heller from the Arizona Citizens Defense League, that I should be able to say. And we have so much more to talk about when we get back from the break.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello and welcome back. Hello and welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm not Bill, but I'm Ben Branham with Modern Self-Protection.
I'm Rob Morse from Self-Defense Gun Stories. We have Charles Heller from, what, Liberty Watch. What are your other two programs, Charles?
Liberty Watch Radio, America Armed and Free Radio, and Swap Shop Radio. They're on in Tucson. They're on AM 1030 KVOI. It's a terrestrial radio station. And millennials may not have heard of that.
radio.
And it's podcast at Liberty Watch swapshopradio.com. The programs are on the recent shows tab. The Swap Shop is on the Swap Shop tab. And Liberty Watch and America on Armed and Free are on the recent tabs, recent shows tab on the left column.
What was that, an old history program called You Were There, right? And you were there
right
when Arizona citizens restored, they took back from the government infringement, the right to carry in public buildings. Tell me about that.
Well, we've actually, no.
Okay.
We've never,
correct me again.
There's not... First of all, there's not a prohibition. There never has been a prohibition against carrying in public buildings unless it is posted. Now, public buildings are defined in Arizona law in ARS, Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Part 31, it's either 3102 or 3108. A public building is defined as a building, a vehicle, or a vessel that is owned or operated by an entity of government. So if a large commercial shopping mall puts up big signs in Arizona that say no firearms, it has zero effect in law unless they have a liquor license, which covers the entire mall. And most of the malls that you see, you can't buy a beer and walk out of the restaurant with it and walk around the mall with it. The license is, the licensed premises is only that business which has the license. So they can put up a no weapon sign if they want to. But that mall could put up every sign they want to. If you walk in there with a gun on, you haven't broken any law. It's a trespass issue. And if they see you with a gun on, they can absolutely throw you out. All right. Or they can legitimately ask you to put the weapon in their custody while you're shopping there. That is considered a reasoned request in Arizona. And if you surrender the firearm at that point, you would be in compliance with the law. But that's the law on trespassing, not the law on weapons. There's no law, and there never has been a law in Arizona, against carrying a gun in a public building unless it's posted. Now, in a public building, if it's posted, they are required by law. This is one thing we did do. We required by law the entity to have a lockbox that we, where weapons can be stored. So if you go to any court in Arizona today, I mean, I'm talking about an Arizona court, not a federal court. If you go to any court in Arizona, you will find a row of lockboxes on the wall. That's the one I told you I wrote the model for. That's ARS 13-3102.01, misconduct involving weapons-storage. And they're required within a reasonable distance of the entrance to the premises. They're required to have lockboxes if it's a place, as long as it's a place where weapons aren't prohibited by statute. For instance, a jail would not be required to have a lockbox because it's not legal to bring the weapon to the grounds of the jail. By the same token, a polling place on election day would not be required to have a lockbox because it's not legal to bring the gun to the polling place on election day. A school. You're not allowed to have on a primary or secondary school grounds, you're not allowed to have a weapon on your person, so the school is therefore not required to have a lockbox. But other than that, I mean, you can pretty much walk in anywhere. We just had one of our members, in fact, it's a guy named Roger Score. We just gave Roger Activist of the Year. He went into a library that didn't have lockboxes. They tried to tell him, you know, you can't have that gun in here, and he said, hey, here's a copy of the law. You don't have the lockbox. I'll gladly comply with your law, but, you know, the problem is you're not complying with it. And she called her boss, and the boss says, who's the guy? And he says, his name is Roger. And the boss said, take the sign down.
Interesting.
So they
Citizens
knew him,
activism,
huh?
In a government building.
Right.
I
well,
like
it's
that.
Certain government buildings. The city halls here in Arizona all have the sign, and they all have lockboxes. You can walk up to the door. And you can, and you know, they ask you, at some of them, like city halls, they'll have a metal detector, but at most of them, they'll just have a lockbox and a sign, and it's legal for you to, it's legal for you to walk up to the lockbox and put it in there. They wanted to ban them on city buses until we nicely pointed out to them if they did that, they're going to have to put a lockbox on every bus. And then they're going to have to wait while somebody takes their gun off and gets it in and out the box, unless they want the bus to be bouncing down the potholed streets here with somebody trying to fidget a gun into the box. And they all kind of quietly cleared their throats behind their hand and said, we'll move on here.
That's a nice unintended consequence of the law right there. Wish Texas would pick up some of that.
Now,
well, go ahead.
Didn't you also, if you're ready to move on, didn't you also change the burden of proof in self-defense cases?
Very, very important. That was the first time that the Citizens Defense League was nationally acknowledged in 2006. It was our first full year in operation, and we got a major victory. There was a bill going through to strengthen Castle Doctrine and also expand Castle Doctrine to include one's car as well as one's home, which did go through. But what we did and what we got acknowledged for is we tacked on what's called the presumption of reasonableness. This takes a little bit of explaining, but what happened, if I'm not going to run into a break, but what happened was in 1996, in 1996, there were two bad cases in Phoenix. And what happened was, as a result of those two bad cases, people claimed self-defense. It probably wasn't. And but the witnesses no longer existed to the act, to put it mildly.
Yeah.
So the prosecutor's lobby went to the legislature literally at 11:30 one night with a bill, said, we need this. And what the bill did is it removed all affirmative defenses from the law in Arizona. The result was, when a police officer arrived at the scene, when you'd called them and you had to defend yourself, you say, this guy stuck a gun in my face and I shot him. The next four words you heard were, you are under arrest. It would immediately go to the prosecutor, and either you had to hope that the prosecutor could clearly see it was justified, or they would indict you and you'd have to claim 417, ARS 13-417 necessity. You'd have to claim self-defense and hope the jury would be sympathetic. Well, it was wrong. There were a lot of people that got convicted of ag assault for doing nothing but putting their hand on the handle of their gun. And we got that changed in the presumption of reasonableness. And what the law in essence says is, if the reason you used or threatened any level of force whatsoever, from a verbal threat on through deadly force, if you did it to protect against specific enumerated crimes, you were presumed to have acted reasonably for purposes of statute if you claim to be the victim.
Charles, there's so much more we get to talk about, not only how Arizona has grown, but where it's headed. Fortunately, we have you for the next half hour. Bill Frates, Lock and Load Radio. We'll be back after this break.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello. Hello and welcome back. This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Ben Branham with Modern Self-Protection.
I'm Rob Morse with Self-Defense Gun Stories.
And tonight we have Charles Heller on the line, and we were talking about all the things that you've accomplished in the Arizona State lobby. It's pretty incredible.
Charles, we're going to have to jump because there's so much we have to cover. Talk about this again because, Arizona has preemption laws with teeth in them.
Right.
Talk about that, but it's got to be quick. We got so much to cover.
All right. There's a long history. I won't cover it. the city of Tucson has had a history of flying in the face of both the letter and the intent of state law. Almost every preemption law has been written at the state level against the city of Tucson. Most specifically, they had a policy of destroying guns that they had either been taken in a crime or had been turned into the police. Even though there was a state law that said they couldn't do it, they took the arbitrary position, oh no, we're a charter government. We can do what we want. Charter is like a constitution. Well, charters only cover the area of their jurisdiction, and because firearms move in intrastate commerce, they are not within the jurisdiction of a city. And the city of Tucson just arrogantly said, sure they do. We're the city. We can do what we want. Well, first there was a law that said they couldn't destroy guns, and then we got a law passed in 2016 that says if they violate any state law, if a city ignores a state law, they can have all their state shared revenue not only suspended but removed until they change the law. And the city of Tucson just plowed on ahead and said, yeah, go ahead and sue us. They didn't even read the law. They didn't realize they weren't going to get sued, that this was going to be an action by a declaratory action by the attorney general. And the only appeal to the city for the city was straight to the Supreme Court, which is exactly what they did. We made a referral to a legislator, Mark Fincham. Fincham made the referral to Mark Brunovich, the attorney general. Brunovich looked into it, spent about 3 days, and said, yep, they're in violation. Sent him a 30-day notice. You either stop destroying guns or you lose $55 million in state shared revenue this year. The city of Tucson basically thumbed their nose at the attorney general and went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled against the city of Tucson 7-0 unanimously. No, you either get rid of that law or you lose $55 million this year.
That gets their attention that I think even the voters would notice.
Well, I'll tell you what. No, the voters are never going to care. The voters would be in this city. It's a big university town. The voters would probably be in favor of what the council did. The point of the matter being, though, the city council voted to change the ordinance, but they voted 4-3.
Man, that's amazing. Virtue signaling.
No, it's what?
Virtue signaling, a new definition. Hey, Arizona has reciprocity with every other state, as near as I can tell. Was it always that way?
Well, with Constitution, no. When in 94, when we first put our concealed weapons law in, we didn't have reciprocity with anybody. AZCDL asked for a bill that would get reciprocity through the Department of Public Safety, and basically it was a long process to get any state recognized by Arizona, and therefore to get Arizona recognized by other states. Finally, in about 2008 or so, we got them to change it that said any state that recognizes us, we recognize them automatically. And then when constitutional carry came in, it didn't really matter. You can fly in from New York City, and if you got a friend who wants to loan you a gun, on the way out of the airport, he hands you the gun, you put it in your pocket, and you're legal in Arizona because we have constitutional carry. You no longer need a permit to carry a gun in Arizona. You can get a permit. I mean, I still teach the class, and there have been lots more students lately. It's optional because you get some benefits out of the permit, but it is optional.
You also have restaurant carry, which people from lots of states that consider themselves pro-gun states, they go, there's alcohol being served right over there. I'm sitting right here. I have my gun. What do I do? And Arizona says, order from the menu.
Right, exactly. Yeah, eat something. But don't drink something. Just eat something. Arizona, as long as it doesn't, the restaurants are the only place you can go in Arizona with a permit that you couldn't legally go without one. It's a convoluted law, but if you're armed, you can be in a place that has a liquor license, provided that it's a concealed weapon, that it is a pistol, not a rifle or a shotgun, that it's a that you're not consuming alcohol while you're in possession of the firearm, and as long as there's no sign up that says no weapons. If there's a sign, you have a right. If there's no sign on the door, you have a right to go in and look next to the liquor license. If it's posted next to the liquor license, you must leave unless you're there for an emergency service, like, for instance, waiting for a tow truck, or you're there to use the bathroom or something, and it really isn't an emergency, which, you know, it gets to be more of as you age, but I digress. But the point of the matter being is if you're there for an emergency service, you can be there while you're armed. But other than that, if they have a no-gun sign, you can't be on the premises of what's called an on-sale retail establishment. You can't be there while you're armed if they have the sign. Well, but amazingly, a lot of signs have lost their adherence when they realize they lose money from it.
Yeah.
And we have some activism on our website. We've got these cards that say no guns equals no money. And when businesses put up that sign, we put out a notice about it, and we get 10 or 20 people going in there and going, hey, I would have eaten here today, but you got that sign up. It's not legal for me to be here. So here's this card. It says I'm going to respect your premises and your wishes, and I'm going to take my gun and my business to your competitor. And when you take the sign down, we'll come back with friends and give you lots of business. And until then, sayonara. And it's caused some signs to come down around.
These are all good news stories that I think we should spread across the entire United States. And we have a model in Arizona. And let me talk about the gun culture there. Charles, talk to us about the billboards that say guns save lives. I think they were on city buses, weren't they? Or were they on...
They were on bus stops.
Ah.
They were on bus stops and they were on billboards. That was actually not the Citizens Defense League itself. That was mainly spearheaded by Alan Corwin. And Corwin is brilliant, and he's also very motivated and motivating. And he has this nonprofit he runs. And what he did was he put up signs that said, guns save lives, get training, and things like that. And they were all over Phoenix. The Phoenix Transit System arbitrarily took his signs down. He took them to court through the Goldwater Institute, and it went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court shut down the city of Phoenix, that told them they could not refuse his signs. There is a thing called the First Amendment, and they had to accept his signs, and we helped fund it. The Citizens Defense League was one of many organizations that chipped into Alan Corwin's project to put those signs up all over Phoenix. There were signs on the Phoenix billboards. There were signs on the Phoenix freeways, billboards that said guns save lives. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was just plain a lot of fun.
We only have about 45 seconds. We've talked about where you are. Let's talk about when you come back, where you want to go in the last segment. One of the things that I thought was exciting was non-lethal weapons on campus. Now, we'd like campus carry, but we'll take it step at a time. I mean, what?
Sure.
A co-ed should be able to have pepper spray? We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Brady's Lock and Load Radio. We have Charles for the next segment. Oh, we could have him on for hours and hours and hours. And we should. Unfortunately, just this next segment. We'll be back after this break.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight, bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Rob Morse. I'm standing in for Bill Frady. We're guest co-hosting this week while Bill is at SHOT Show. I have Ben Branham with me. Ben, what's the name of your podcast? Something Protection.
My podcast is Modern Self-Protection, and you can find that at modernselfprotection.com.
Hey, Charles, it's been great to have you. We get you for this last segment. Would you remind us where we can find out more about Arizona Citizens Defense League?
AZCDL.org. Again, it just like is in the Arizona, AZCDL, CitizensDefenseLeague.org. And you can do anything from get information or get all kinds of activism tools, or you could even be a member. It's a gigantic commitment, $30 a year. And or you could join as a sustaining member for $50 a year. You get a cool T-shirt and our eternal gratitude for a whole year. and then just get our eternal gratitude.
Eternal gratitude for a year.
Yeah, I think I dated a girl like that.
Weather permitting. What?
Charles, we've talked about where Arizona has been, where the great activists in Arizona have moved the state.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you headed now? What's the next big thing you want to tackle?
Well, one of the things we've got to do is sooner or later, we've been working on this for years. In fact, we've been working on it since we were founded, secure buildings. In places where they put up the no gun sign and they have the lock boxes, they need to put in metal detectors. And the idea is in the really important places, they'll protect them. And in the places that aren't so important, they'll take the signs down. And we don't have a problem with metal detectors. But what they need to do, absent that, unless they're going to put up a metal detector, they need to let anybody with a CCW permit in, just like they do in Texas at the legislature. Here in Arizona, they've had no gun signs on the legislature doors for years, and they haven't locked, they've had lock boxes for years, but no metal detectors. And they got armed security there, which is a step in the right direction. But the point of the matter is, if you're going to invoke disarmament, then you've got to ensure disarmament of the bad guys. You look at the history of this, you've seen what's happened at the United States Capitol when they, you know, they have a metal detector and armed security, and that's where the incident happens. If it's going to, it's right at the door. They don't get inside and wreak havoc inside the building. Mm-hmm. You saw that a few years ago at the Holocaust Museum in D.C., where because the bad guy didn't expect there to be a metal detector there, he went there, and that's where they forced That's where the incident forced him, and the bad guy was shot and paralyzed. And I think he's still around, unfortunately. And he did kill one of the guards at the door, but he didn't go through the Holocaust Museum and start creating a new Holocaust. So they need to start doing things like that. We don't do it in Arizona. The legislature's been very, very resistant to it. And I got to tell you, the legislature's majority Republicans. It is not the Democrats who are stopping us from doing things.
Hey, let's expand on that point. I've read through the proposed legislation for this year's session. Democrats in Arizona propose anti-rights legislation every year. They're right there this year. But the Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the governor's mansion. Why is bad legislation hard to stop? And what has to happen to pass
it's not
the
hard
laws?
To stop it. It's not hard to stop at all. Every one of those bad bills dies what we call a crib death. They never get a committee hearing. It's not hard to stop those bad bills at all. You can't stop them from being submitted, but they never gain any traction. Unfortunately, we've got a Republican, and unfortunately in my district, proposing a bill about background check at gun shows.
Bump stocks? Session.
Well, I know he's – well, that's not the same Republican that's doing that.
Okay.
The bump stock bill is a Democrat. There's a proposed bill. Now, it hasn't been dropped, and if he comes to his senses, it won't be. But he's signing his own resignation if he drops that bill, and he doesn't even get it that he's doing it. He's, you know, traveling on board the USS Clueless, as do some.
Hey, did I correct me here and tell me if this is on your radar? You and I've talked about it privately that owners who put up it's like your metal detector idea. If owners say, hey, my store is a gun-free zone, okay, do they incur any liability, or do you think they should incur any liability when people disarm?
Well, when you force someone to do something they wouldn't do otherwise in order to come onto your premises, you assume the liability of security. Whether that can be enforced, I'll tell you, that's something that's very, very difficult to get through a Republican legislature because the Chamber of Commerce is dead set against it. And frankly, the Chamber of Commerce has a fee simple estate on the gonads of the governor. And so it's probably never going to be something that will be signed in Arizona with the current governor. And it probably wouldn't make it through the legislature either, in fairness. The Chamber of Commerce really kind of has things locked up in that respect. And I disagree with him on that proposal and several other things that we probably don't have time for. The point of the matter being, though, it doesn't need to change. Because right now, if a business owner puts a big, fat, honking sign up says no weapons, and you walk in with a weapon on, you haven't done anything illegal. So why change it if it works? And I know a lot of these people, a lot of folks, and it's Alan Corwin's idea about the liability bill. It's been out there. It's on gunlaws.com if you want to look at that law. It's Alan's idea, and it's not a bad idea in principle. But right now, it does not need to change because a business owner can put up any sign he wants. It doesn't make it illegal for you to be there with a gun. And you don't need a permit, unless it's in a place that serves alcohol, you don't need a permit to be there with a gun on. And it doesn't matter what sign's on the door. So why not leave well enough alone?
What else? There are two things. I'll leave this one up to you. This is the guest choice. You can tell our listeners about how to try and replicate AZCDL in their state, the Citizens Defense League, or you can excite us with the other things you have on your plate where you're trying to make Arizona even better.
Instead of just bragging about us, let me reach out to other people who want to do activism and do some of the things that we've done. We have sponsored 11 other CDLs in other states. We are willing to work with other people, and we want nothing for this. We don't want any money. We don't need any acknowledgement for it. But we'll gladly loan you our bylaws. We'll gladly explain to you. I can explain to you how to do publicity. The treasurer can explain to you how to set up your 501c4 status or C3 if you want to form a C3. We can tell you how to do these things. We've got 14 years of expertise in how to do it, and we've been very, very successful. And if you want to be like us, we will help you. We will help you do what we do. We're not in this for, you know, we're not hot dogging for glory here. I want to point something else out. I am not the guy doing this work. I'm just a little cog in the wheel of one of the guys. I'm part of the idea. I'm part of the brain trust about ideas, and I'm one of the co-founders. But the majority of the work is not done by me. The majority of the work is done by our treasurer. You know, Fred Dank is the only guy in the United States who has twice won Activist of the Year from the Second Amendment Foundation. The guy is a tireless worker. 7 days a week, he does all the backbone activities for our group. And that's what really makes activism. We've got hundreds of volunteers, And we've got dozens of coordinators all over the state of Arizona that there's a gun show, a tea party, a political event of some kind, anything we can get a table at, we're there. We've got our banner up. We've got beautiful banners that I provide. We've got great bumper stickers we give out. We've got all kinds of rack cards to tell people about issues. We've got all kinds of collateral literature to give out that tell people about the issues and then tell them where they can go on the web to get more information, which, by the way, is azcdl.org. And if people want to start a Citizens Defense League, it's a different model than an NRA affiliate. You know, we do stuff that the NRA, for various reasons, we take a stand that sometimes seems a lot harder, and it can be a lot harder than NRA. You know, what we do is when there's a Citizens Defense League in a state and the NRA kind of uses us as a foil and goes, you know, you deal with us or you deal with them. And sometimes people don't want to deal with us because, you know, we play hardball. When a governor won't sign a bill, the governor gets 10 or 15,000 emails about it. And we've shut down their servers on occasion. So, I mean, it's, you know, the amount of people that we have sending emails and writing letters and sending faxes and other things that we encourage people to do using our Engage system for activism, the amount of people that we have engaged in activism can make the difference of whether someone gets elected or not.
We're going to have to invite you back because there's so much to talk about. I'm Rob Morris. He's Ben Branham. We've had Charles Heller. This has been Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. We'll be back tomorrow night.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.